Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Yeah, where every week we bring you information on real estate and finance and always bring on interesting guests to kind of help us and learn more about the industry. Well, we try.
We hope everyone else thinks they're interesting,
well,
too.
I mean, this industry can be, you know, from the outside, very, very boring. On the inside, oh, my gosh. You know,
if they only knew.
Yeah, if only
some
they
of the
knew.
Things we
oh, my
do
gosh.
With.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. We keep saying we should start a TV show, but hey, we're starting out with radio, so that's good. We'll
that's
just
right.
have to give you an idea of the visuals that
that's
we deal
right.
with.
That's right. But you know, the interesting thing about the industry is that when people are buying and selling homes, it's stressful. You know,
oh,
people are
incredibly
not at,
stressful.
They're not at their best. I mean, you're going through all this finances, you've got moving, you've got packing, you've got vacation sometimes, you've got maybe the reasons behind the move. All these things can really elevate a person's stress level. And every
it's
now and then,
one of the most stressful things you can do in your life.
Sure. And as professionals in the business, there are times when, you know, we pretty much take the brunt of that. And our
True.
Job is to...
I think you're more of a punching bag than I am.
Sometimes.
People come to me to soothe them.
Right.
And
yeah.
usually when they're mad at their lender.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or they're mad at somebody else for something.
I want one of those shepherd staffs, you know, that I can kind of carry around. I sort of, you know, as I shepherd people through the labyrinth of...
No, I think you're too dangerous with that because you will like hook people by the neck. I can just see it happening now.
That could happen also. Yeah, that's
you,
true.
You might start doing that. In fact, I will. It will please you to know how many Prius drivers I passed on the way to the show today.
Yeah, good
yeah.
for you.
Usually they're passing me in the left lane, like you always say. But I passed quite a few
well
on my
done.
Way here today.
Well done.
To
well
make
done.
Sure I would be here on time.
That's good. Well, you got to do that. But no, it, you know, and it's for us. It's a lot of our job is educating people. So we're basically preparing them for the process. We're preparing them to buy or to sell. Or to finance, and the more information that we can give, the better education we can give, and the more realistic the expectations we can set, you know,
yes.
the more smoothly the transaction will go.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that, too, in terms of making things go smoothly, is having the right people on your team.
Absolutely.
And that's why we've got Jeff here, Jeff Crump from Seattle 3D.
Yes.
You bet.
Because, Jeff, walk us through your system. So it's called Matterport, right?
It's called Matterport 3D. It's a specifically designed camera that was built by Matterport. It has 9 lenses in it. It has 3 still cameras. It has 3 video cameras. And it has 3 3D cameras. And when I shoot a model of a house, you send it up to the cloud afterwards, and it takes all that data from all 9 of those cameras, and it stitches them together and creates your interactive 3D model.
It does it itself? There's not some other... part of that that
nope.
you have to actually accommodate?
Nope. No,
oh.
I just I do the job and I go home and I do a little bit of editing on the raw. It'd be kind of like what we'd be used to as the negative, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do a little bit of editing on that and then I send it up to the cloud, and in a couple, 3-4 hours, depending on the size of the home or property, it comes back, and then I do a little bit more of tweaking of it and send it back. But there's no... When I say tweaking, it's like tidying it up a little bit as to how you navigate through the property. No one has any control over color, light, anything. It's all completely automatically done by the camera.
Oh,
but,
interesting.
But okay. Several hours to render this video, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, that's so much data.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done properties where it, huge homes, 8, 9, 10,000 square feet that have 150 to 200 scans, and those will take sometimes 6-8 hours to get back.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
So you're actually doing a job for us as long as our client doesn't have a hiccup again.
Yeah.
You're doing one for us this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
So I'm super excited to see that. So you're going to be doing that shoot for us at 1 o'clock, so you'll finish...
Probably by 2:30.
Okay, because that's about a 2,600 square foot
home. Yeah, yeah, it takes...
Okay.
75 to 90 minutes to do a home that size.
Okay. And then what, we'll get it that night or the next day?
Well, considering it's Friday.
well, you know, but this is a good point, though, because I was just talking with my assistant today about, okay, we have you, plus then we have Jesse coming to do the still photos immediately afterward.
Right.
Right? So we know that usually with him, we get the next day turnaround. Mm-hmm. But of course, nobody wants to go on market on a Saturday. Right. They actually, in fact, it was great. I just told Jessica, one of my assistants, to forward this data. They do all these different studies in my industry all the time. And someone actually came out with a report that supports what I've been saying for years. Like, I love going on market Wednesday or Thursday, mm-hmm. just because there's lots of information that we know that people start dorking around basically at work on Wednesday. And if they're looking for a house, that's when they start kind of goofing off a little bit and starting to look online. And by Thursday, they're calling their agents to set their appointments and going out for the weekend or going to the open houses and stuff. And they actually just came out with a study that said that homes that go on the market on Thursday usually sell faster and for more money than other days of the week. Mm-hmm. And they did it by percentages of each of these days. And so I told Jessica, I'm like, hey, please send that along, because the big question was, this client was pushing us to do these things on Friday, which normally we schedule Monday, Tuesday, so that we can have everything ready by Thursday when we go live on market. So it's like, oh, he kind of just messed with our schedule. So now it's like, okay, it's coming in on Friday. You may or may not work like I do, which is a lot on the weekends. And so, and I don't know if Jessica will be doing it. So it's like, okay, well, when we get all the information from you guys, then what do we do? So we actually had to put a plan together of, well, actually, this will work really well because you'll have a chance to go ahead and get all the photos in and all the data in, so we can have all the uploads ready to go. And we can even have the flyers pre-done, because usually we're like, we'll start a flyer and then we have to insert the photos and whatnot afterward. And then same thing with links for all the online marketing that we do. So we came up with a different strategy that might be what we start doing in the future, so that we have maybe a 4 or 5 day window to prep mm-hmm. before going on market. It's just that, you know, for some people, you know, I'm sure you've seen this. If they've got pets or if they've got kids or both, it's hard to keep that house clean.
Oh, yes.
In between that perfect moment of being on film, right?
Absolutely.
So you mentioned editing. What kinds of things do you have to edit?
When I do when we do a 3D model, let's say on a 3,000 square foot home, I might take about 75 scans. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that the software works, you have to take scans within about 4, 5, or 6 feet of each other. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're in a house, you don't need, and each one of those scan stations is where you can go take a look from. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need to go 2 feet, 2 feet, 2 feet, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
So mainly what I do is I edit and I take out maybe 30-40% of those, so that you can, it makes the house more navigable,
okay.
more easy, just right. more smooth.
To navigable.
To, navigable.
There you go. There you go. As yeah. a guy who's got a boat.
Yeah, there you go. Go.
Navigable.
Navigable waters.
You know, I'm just looking at your website mm-hmm. and you know, just to kind of walk people through what this actually is.
Tell our listeners what the website is while you're at it.
Sure. Well, am I looking at the right one? Mime.matterport.com?
Well, no,
that's the manufacturer of the camera.
My website is Seattle3D.com.
Seattle3D.com.
Yes. And I have to point out, last time I was on this show, Reba mm-hmm. shamed me because I didn't have a Facebook page.
Social media shaming.
I went home that afternoon after your show, literally drove home, sat down at my desk, spent 3 hours, and put together my whole Facebook page, which is also Seattle 3D.
Thank you so much.
Reba for the inspiration and the shaming.
You're just as afraid of her as I am, aren't you?
You know what? Okay, don't be afraid of me. Hey, what do I do? I just help you. Everything I do, it's all about helping. And so, by the way, I will mention, this is something that I've talked about with my team. We're going to put together an event. You guys are the first ones hearing about it outside of my team. We're going to put an event together that is like a marketing seminar. I want to have everyone who's been on the show, particularly those who are just starting some of their social media strategies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get together and actually do a training program.
I'm in.
For everyone who's been on. I think it's going to be fantastic. And we're going to have some of our other referral partners and whatnot involved. It'll be great.
That's cool.
That's great.
If you're a listener and you're interested, send me an email, info@teamreba.com, because we'll open it up to the public too in the rent chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to talk about this program, system.
Yes.
This is really, really cool.
It's very cool.
You know, I'm looking at this house and I'm using my arrow keys mm-hmm. and I'm basically walking through this house. I just went down some stairs. I see, ooh, there's a bottle of vodka. I'm going to spin around. I'm going to see there's a TV room. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to go in. There's the bathroom. And
well, after that bottle of vodka, you're going to need that.
I know where it's at right now. And I mean, the detail of this is phenomenal.
Right.
And I see, I mean, you can really, really get a picture for it. I mean, gee, I'm going through.
No pun intended.
Where's the thermostat? Oh, there it is. Okay, I got that.
You can probably read what the temperature is.
I can.
Yeah.
And that's
it's really fantastic.
Frightening. So, you know, and I notice on the
I call
images,
it fantastic. You call it frightening. That's interesting.
No, it's good.
I call
it's
it navigable.
It's going to show all the navigable. I'm going to show you all the information here. There's these little circles on the floor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming, is that every spot where your camera's taking shots?
Well, yeah, but and literally, like I said, the ones that you see are after I've edited it.
You've
there'd
gone
probably
through it.
Be twice as many in it, before it's edited.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
So, yeah, you navigate from space to space with the little circle, and you can go up and down. And then if you're within the model, you can go from the first floor to the second or third floor, and you can take a look at a dollhouse view. And
well, anybody who's a millennial is gonna know they're instantly be comfortable with this because it's like a video game. You know,
well,
kind
of
walking
it's
through
Google Map technology. It's the mm-hmm. same type of technology as that,
just not as wonky looking.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I noticed too that, I mean, this thing literally does see everything. I mean, I can look mm-hmm. out the window and mm-hmm. I can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going on out there.
Now you know why we're so excited to implement it into all of our marketing, because we've been looking at this. And I was interviewing lots of different companies, and Jeff and I just really connected, and I thought, okay, we're going to be putting this in as many listings
as
we can. Because
we
you know, we talked about this before. Not every house is probably going to be a fit for this, right?
Correct.
What to you determines the best kind of scenario or maybe what's not a fit?
You know, pretty much right now, I think it's price point.
Really? Because you can have a. Why do you say that?
Well, just because I find that most of the places I'm doing these days seem to be $500,000 or more, and I don't do too many that are less mm-hmm. than that. I mean, I've done a few, but and
do you think that's because the agents just aren't willing to spend the money on it?
Yeah, perhaps. I've got a guy that manages a brokerage now, and he got a hold of me the other day, and as an incentive for his brokers, mm-hmm. anybody that lists a house over $500,000, he's going to pay for the 3D from me.
Okay.
So I got my first guy.
Don't say who that is, because I want people to come to me.
Yeah,
okay?
No.
There we go.
Because I'm also going to say for people.
I don't even remember who it is.
Hold that thought. when we come back, more with Jeff Crump from Seattle 3D here on Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.